Welcome to this portion of Focal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Dr. Michael Brown of Ask Dr. Michael Brown. He's a syndicated columnist, he's an author, a radio host himself, as well as a Christian educator, and he lives in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're going to talk about the controversy surrounding North Carolina and its bathroom bill and how major players, including big business, major sports, Hollywood people, and also even our own government are coming down hard on North Carolina. Dr. Brown, welcome back to the program.
Always good to be with you, Jerry. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, well, always great to have you on. So tell me, why is the President of the United States and Bruce Springsteen and the National Basketball League or whatever coming down hard on North Carolina? What did North Carolina do?
Well, basically, North Carolina said no to a radical bill that was passed by the City Council of Charlotte, North Carolina. This was despite tens of thousands of emails, petition signatures, hundreds of businesses saying, don't do it. Charlotte went ahead and passed a radical bill that would effectively have made all public restrooms and bathrooms, locker rooms, gender neutral. And not only so, but the way the law was crafted, it could open the door for outright discrimination against Christians who were simply holding to their convictions and saying, hey, in good conscience, we can't take pictures at this gay, quote, wedding. So what happened was the state of North Carolina also said that, according to the state constitution, the local districts, cities, counties don't have the authority to pass these kinds of bills. So they undid it. They passed what was called HB 2 and basically put things back to the way things were before and reinforced some of the laws that were in North Carolina. And suddenly, North Carolina is being accused of extreme bigotry, and the president is taking them to court and saying, if you do not allow, say, a 15-year-old boy to share the locker room with a 15-year-old girl to use the showers that she uses and play on her sports team, then you could lose billions of dollars of federal funding. In fact, as North Carolina pushed back, North Carolina was only one of, I think, 24 states that have pushed back against the Obama administration's aggressive transgender activism. So
that's
what's
half
really
the country.
Ironic,
that's half the country. One out of 24 states. I mean, there's 25 states is half.
Exactly. Right. So this is outrageous overreach on behalf of the government. And what North Carolina basically did was put things back to the way things were before. In fact, the governor said, listen, if the Charlotte City Council will repeal this bill, and by the way, the bill was largely written by the Human Rights Campaign. They helped get council members and the mayor in office. In other words, this is all nationally backed by aggressive gay activists. So, And by the way, we were not having all kinds of big problems. We were not having a crisis in the city over this or a crisis in North Carolina over this. It's the crisis that was created by the activists. So what happened is this. Companies like PayPal said we were coming into Charlotte and we were setting up offices and going to bring millions of dollars of business and hundreds of new jobs. And now we're not coming into North Carolina. And then you've got Bruce Springsteen and others. We're not going to do concerts in North Carolina. And then the NCAA and the ACC, so major college sports organizations, said we're going to pull our championship games out. So this brings a real economic hardship to many of the cities and locations involved. But here's the irony. The NBA said they're pulling their All-Star game from Charlotte. The irony is this, that 1 year ago, before this ordinance was passed by the Charlotte City Council, everything was fine. In other words, PayPal was coming. NBA was having their All-Star game. All these other leagues were having their championship games. Bruce Springsteen was doing his concert. All we did, basically, is bring things back to the way they were when everything was fine before, and now we're getting boycotted. And interestingly, we don't know exactly how things will play out with the gubernatorial elections, but as Governor McCrory has stood up to the Obama administration and has stood up to these activists, his polling numbers actually went higher as he did that, as many people in the state don't like being bullied.
When is he running for re-election?
This will be the same time with the presidential election, so it's this next cycle.
Just a couple months from now.
Attorney General Roy Cooper was completely on the other side of this, refused to do his job and defend the bill or anything like that. So he's running on the exact opposite side, and he's getting a lot of out-of-state funding from radical organizations and from others that agree with his radical ideology. And this is now the new progressive way. This is the good way. And look, to the extent that HB 2 would allow discrimination against people, classes of people, and you could be outright discriminated against, to that extent, of course, we don't stand with it, but that's not the purpose of the bill. And again, we were not having all kinds of problems where people could document, yeah, I was fired from my job simply because my boss found out I was gay. Yeah, and they wouldn't serve me in this restaurant simply because someone found out I was gay. We weren't having these problems. In fact, when a major survey was done to try to uncover, okay, let's see what's really happening. Let's see where the problems are. And please tell us if you've been discriminated against. Some of the things were, yeah, well, I got slow service in the restaurant the other day, and I'm sure it's because I was gay. Is that seriously? That's your proof? Or one said, I was fired from my job because I was gay. I also got a bad work report because I wasn't doing well on the job, but I'm sure I was fired because I was gay. So these things were even being manufactured to try to prove a case. That's how flimsy it was. And all HB2 does is say, listen, you have an expectation of privacy in the bathroom, in the locker room. You have an expectation that you're playing on a sports team with people of your own biological sex. This is perfectly normal. It's just protection and common sense. And on top of that, it's simply saying you cannot then force Christians to do things contrary to their biblically based religious convictions in harmony with the history of our nation. Common sense bill in that respect. And unfortunately, all hell in that sense is breaking loose against the state.
So I hadn't realized this angle to HB 2. I thought it was only related to bathrooms, basically saying if you're a biological male, that's the bathroom that you need to go to, even if you think somehow that you should be a woman and therefore you should go into the woman's bathroom. In other words, addressing just the transgender issue. Open bathrooms for transgenders, basically.
Yeah, no, it goes beyond that. First, let's understand that this was only for public facilities. In other words, all the companies can do whatever in the world they want to do. And all the companies that had different policies, like a Wells Fargo or Bank of America, you know, the massive banks that are based here, they have their own policies. They may have transgender bathroom policies. Perfectly fine. They can do what they want to do. This was for public facilities. But here's the other thing, though, that's so important. If you say that you cannot discriminate based on sexual orientation or gender identity, we know exactly what happens. We know that now transcends religious rights. We see it state after state after state. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be the exact same thing here. And all we said was, no, those are not going to be categories in our state. There are other states that don't have those as categories. Because if you say, well, you can't discriminate based on gender identity, then that means that the boy can use the girl's bathroom and you can't stop him. If you say you can't discriminate based on sexual orientation, well, that means that the Christian photographer is going to have to shoot. They're going to have to shoot the gay wedding. So all this is protection there. And again, common sense, what happens in other states as well, and yet we've been singled out and targeted.
Well, you know, there's something to be said, too, about the First Amendment. The Constitution explicitly says in the First Amendment, which was ratified within 2 years or whatever, the Constitution going into effect. In fact, there were many who said, we will ratify the Constitution, but only on the, promise that you will go ahead and give us a Bill of Rights and enumerate specific liberties. And the first of these was religious liberty. And back then, people were of their word. The men were of their word. Therefore, they said, okay, we'll ratify the Constitution. And they did. And the men in Congress turned around and wrote up and adopted the first 10 amendments, the first of which says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Religious liberty. is enshrined in our Constitution. That is not the case of sexual orientation or whatever, you know, that kind of thing. So from a constitutional perspective, this is troublesome, to put it nicely.
Yeah, look, our nation was founded based on freedom of religion. That was one of the most fundamental tenets. Everyone that knows our history knows the earliest settlers coming over here for religious liberty. In fact, I mean, things were so Bible-based and Christian then, you could have a colony where you were required to go to church or be penalized. You know, I mean, things were so biblically based and Christian in that respect. And now you go to a situation in America where, say, the rights of two men in a romantic and sexual relationship trump the rights of a Christian to hold to their conviction. Can you imagine if the founding fathers heard of this? Even the least religious among them, if they were told, yes, if a man dresses as a woman, he can share private facilities with other women, and if you oppose that, you're going to be penalized for it and shunned by the nation. They wouldn't have laughed. They would have been mortified.
Yeah,
the very thought of it. And yet, well, that's what we've come to. So all we're doing is reinforcing religious liberties and expectation of privacy and safety. It's that simple. It's common sense. And again, the governor said, repeal the radical ordinance, and we'll repeal this bill, and we'll just go back to the way things were, because everything was fine before then. And we shall see, but thus far it doesn't look like the radicals are ready to take even one step back. They would rather that the whole state is punished. They would rather that the whole state looks bad rather than that they have common sense and do the right thing.
You know, by the way, I'm sure some companies might be eyeing whether to, pull out of Charlotte, North Carolina for other reasons right now. I mean, there's, even as we record this, there are riots going on in the streets, but that's a different issue. But let me ask you this. Would churches, if HB2 were somehow repealed or something like that, and the Charlotte law were to stand, would it be such that churches would be required to allow a man who related as a woman to be forced to accept such a person in the ladies' room rather than in the bathroom of his biological origins, if that makes sense? In other words, would churches be forced to comply?
As things stand, I don't believe so. As things stand, if that bill had not been opposed and overturned, then I don't think it would have gotten their first step. But we already see, for example, a state like Massachusetts, or a state like Iowa, they've pushed further to say if a church is letting the facility be used for any non-religious purpose, then they would have to abide by these laws. And so it goes in that direction, or penalties if you won't go along with other parts of the agenda. So let's just say it's not there yet. But we know that the ultimate intent is to take away even the ability to oppose, the ability to say no, even within the church. So it could easily be a next step, and then easy to ostracize. Look, I have colleagues in North Carolina right in this Charlotte area that lost jobs simply because of their privately held convictions, the things they believe in. Dr. Frank Turek, the Benham brothers, lost jobs and income, simply because they held views outside of the workplace. They held views outside of the sphere of what their job was. And so these are our views on pro-life. These are our views on sexuality. And because of that, they lost their jobs, and they're being portrayed as the bigots.
Wow.
So things are turned so far upside down that when we just stand up for what's right, we're considered, you know, radical bigots. We have to ride out the storm. The fact is, North Carolina is one of the most rapidly growing economies in America,
despite this boycott.
Economies,
despite the boycott.
Yeah, it's still doing very well, still making progress. And a number of business leaders in the city of Charlotte have said, "Look, back off of this thing, lady. Just back off and let's move forward." So hopefully, common sense, expectation of privacy, safety, caring about the kids—that'll prevail. And where you have a struggling kid in school that believes he's a boy and he's actually a girl. Well, if the kid's struggling, try to accommodate them. Let them use a private bathroom or a faculty bathroom or something. Help the kid out in the midst of their struggle, but don't turn the world upside down and inconvenience and even embarrass and even threaten the safety of everybody else because you open the door for heterosexual predators, and we're seeing that happen time and time again.
All right, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. It's AskDrBrown.com. Is that right, your website?
.org. AskDrBrown.org.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Brown. It was good to ask you all these questions. All right, bye-bye now. God bless.
All right, bye-bye.